In silence, they descended two levels, and when the car's doors parted, they filed into a cavernous underground hall. Central to the dimly lighted space were several large square platforms that could be raised by means of hydraulic poles, operated by separate teams of sweating, snuffling, snub-nosed Ugnaughts. One platform, burdened with a slag heap of metal, was just descending to sounds of raucous cheering and wild applause entering through an opening in the towering ceiling. Secured by manacles and chains on an adjacent platform writhed a hissing, snarling, fanged beast the size of a bantha. "We're directly beneath the central courtyard," Damask explained as the beast-laden platform was elevating. "Each cargo symbolizes an abhorrent aspect of the Republic, practices we all wish to see overturned." By then, the platform had been raised to the level of the courtyard. The crowd quieted for a moment, then, simultaneous with massive discharges of energy, erupted into ovation once more. "Those discharges were the laser cannons doing their work," Damask said loudly enough to be heard as the platform dropped back into view, revealing that what had been the beast was now a smoking, foul-smelling husk of sinew and bone. He aimed a sinister smile at the Gossens. "It's all theater, you understand. Merriment for the masses."
"Obviously a real crowd pleaser, Magister," one of the Gossens said, swallowing some of his words.
Damask spread his thin arms wide. "Then you must join in." Approaching, he nodded his chin toward one of the empty platforms beside which the Sun Guards had positioned themselves. "Climb aboard." The Saurian stared at him. "Go ahead," Damask said without humor now. "Climb aboard." Two of the guards brandished blasters. The Chief Gossam looked from one mune to the next, terror widening his eyes.
"Have we done something to displease you, Magister?"
"A good question," Damask said. "Have you?" The Chief Gossam didn't speak until all four had clambered up onto the platform.
"Precisely how did we come to your notice?"
"A mutual friend brought you to our attention," Damask said. "A Bith named Rugis Gnome. You recently supplied him with a survey report and a mining probe." The platform began to rise, and the Gossams extended their long necks in fear.
"We can make this right,"
one of them said in a pleading voice. Damask eyed the ceiling. "Then be quick about it. The laser cannons fire automatically."
"Plasma!"
the same one fairly shrieked.
"An untapped reservoir of plasma! Enough to provide energy to 1,000 worlds!"
Damask signaled one of the Ugnaughts to halt the platform's rise.
"Where? On what world?"
"Naboo!"
the Gossam said. Then louder.
"Naboo!"
Hill elaborated, though unnecessarily.
"Something of a hermit planet in the mid-rim and capital of the Chommel sector. Relatively close to Tatooine, in fact. Once a source for the Veermachs we had cloned for use as game in the Greel forests."
Damask allowed him to finish and looked up at the Gossams.
"Who hired you to conduct a mining survey?"
A faction in opposition to the monarchy, Magister. We swear it to be true,"
another said.
"This Naboo is ruled by a royal?" Damask asked.
"A king," the Chief Gossam said. "His detractors wish to see the planet opened to galactic trade."
Damask paced away from the platform. He considered torturing the Gossams to learn who had hired them to sabotage Tenebris on Baldemnik, but decided to leave that for another day, since the Bith was known to have had many adversaries. Turning finally, he ordered the Ugnaught to return the platform to the floor.
"This plasma reservoir is as enormous as you claim?" he demanded.
"Unique among known worlds,"
the leader said in relief as he and his comrades stood shivering in Damask's withering gaze. Damask regarded them in silence, then swung to the commander of the Sun Guards.
"Transport them to the most remote world you can find in the Tingal Arm, and make certain they remain there in the event I have further need of them."